Just-in-time devotionals. What to do in times of drought? Serious spiritual drought. What to do in times of drought? That's very important. When we experience those transitions, those periods of times where scarcity becomes overwhelming, I'm talking about a scarcity of resources, scarcity in the relationship, when there are no more conversations, when there are no more details, when the relationships tend to cool down a little bit. I'm talking about a scarcity at work, when your boss thinks you are not important anymore and heads are rolling, or a scarcity in the ministry, when serving the Lord, you feel that you are doing a lot, but you feel dry inside, that you are not producing, that nothing is working in your life, that you are giving and giving and giving, and giving so much that you didn't even realize that you ran out of anything else to give. So you start to grab the first thing you find out there to get attention and make people think that everything is fine, but you know that it is not. Then you go to prepare a sermon, a preaching, and you no longer have the times of prayer where you listen to the Word of God, and where you no longer listen and feed on the Word of God, the vision begins to be scarce. Everything begins to be scarce. The vision, the understanding, the discernment of the present time, and we begin to sit behind a desk to grab any message that comes to us by Google, by any YouTube channel that seems good to us and that fits in with what we have already heard about the needs of the people. More than the need in the heart of God to transform lives. And there, my beloved friends, we run the danger of becoming dry and waking up at some point and realizing that the work has diminished, the anointing is gone, the love for God and that passion has cooled off. May it not happen to us like by Samson. Remember the story of Samson? Once he fell asleep in Delilah's lap and revealed to Delilah his secret, that which was only known by him and God and his parents, by the family, the secret, the intimacy. He rebelled to the world because he let himself be convinced. He gave in, and then when he woke up, when they cut his hair, he thought he was going to be like the other times when he was going to defeat the Palestinians. Like in the other times, but the Bible is clear when it says he had not realized that God was no longer with him. You know, every time I come to that point, my heart fills with pain. Do you know why? Because sometimes we experience the drought and we become stubborn. We take hold of whatever we can to make people feel good. And how to make ourselves feel good? We ignore the fact that God's presence is no longer there. And Pastor, can that happen? Of course. To one of the churches in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, in the exhortations to the seven churches, in one of them Jesus says the following: "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me." This message is not a message of Jesus for those who do not know him. Do not imagine Jesus knocking at the door of any person. No. It is Jesus knocking at the door of his church, of his beloved, of those who thought that because the Sunday service was good, Jesus was there, but no. It was not like that. The cult, the service, can be emotional and God not be there. But when God is there, the emotion manifests itself. Of course it does. But you can be emotional and not be in Christ there. Jesus at the door knocking is the condition today of many places, ministries, churches, and people who consider that because they have a good preparation in theology, because they know a lot about logistics and have years of experience in the worship services, they already know how to handle the situation of things, and it seems that they sent God on vacation. We feel like that. You know that we cannot run away from reality. In this series, Spiritual Drought has come because God has put in my heart, because many think they are fine, but they are dry. prayer is no longer the same, and the worst of all is that we are comfortable to say, to use examples like the prayer of Jabez. Jabez prayed, he did not last a minute praying, and God answered him. And there we hide, and then we go after the excuse that time is not important when we pray to God. But it is. It is not the same to be direct in a communication and make known only what I want, and I am going to last a long time in which I talk and listen and dedicate myself to that person. In this way, it is the same with the Lord. The importance of repairing that relationship and having that intimacy with the Holy Spirit is very, 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 very important. But if the others are scarce, if our prayer has become a summary of few words, if when you start praying you think you have already spoken so much and you look at the clock and it is only 5 minutes that have passed away, be careful with the drought you are already experiencing, my beloved friend. You are entering a dry land, and if it has appeared, it is because something triggered, like a bomb speaking to your soul, to your spirit, telling you to go back to resume those times with God. Remember where you have fallen from. Remember again that first love, and do not let that passion die. It depends on you. It doesn't depend on God. If you preach, if your time to preach becomes more like YouTube searches or Google searches of already prepared sermons than really times of prayer where you lend your ears to listen to God and your hands so that God can write what he wants to speak to the church at this time, if it is only based on Google search and YouTube, we are experiencing a time of a spiritual drought and the alarms go off. If all you are doing is activity after activity, and you consider that keeping busy for God's word from Monday to Monday is something good that automatically binds you, keeps you bound to a relationship with God, let me tell you that we are wrong. Activism, activity. Do you know what phrase God was giving me these days? Activity. Activism is a bad spiritual counselor, and so it is. Religious activism, religious activity. Religious activism is a bad spiritual counselor. To focus on religion activism, to think that we have a good foundation and a good spiritual life, to compare the level of activism with our spiritual level is a mistake. We need to turn to God wholeheartedly. And that drought is just screaming at you, saying you need to run to the fountain. You see the water of life. You see where it all started. So we need to measure what is our average level of prayer, what is our average level of study of the word, what is our average level of fasting, what is our average level of love toward God. Is there passion for what we do, or are we compelled to do it for God? Do we comply because it is a responsibility and I must be responsible? Do we comply because I have to hold on and I do it out of subjection? Or are we doing it all out of love? Because if it is for anything other than love, then we are already experiencing spiritual drought in our life. What are you experiencing in your times with God? You can be doing something, playing an instrument, preaching. You can be a good speaker and you are doing well. In fact, the word you say will never return to God empty, because it is his word. However, it is not so much about others, but about you. What is in your source? What is in your life? So, what to do in time of drought? Let's meditate first, which is what we are already doing, because the reaction we have to the drought will guarantee that we will rise again and get through that arid moment and remain in God. Otherwise, we will give in, move, give up, throw in the towel, give up before our time and not reach the goal. What are you doing today in the middle of the drought? Are you understanding the plan? Are you understanding that God is knocking on your door and is saying, go back to where it all started? Or simply, take what you no longer have. what little you have to give, and in doing so, you consider you are doing well. This is something to reflect on, my beloved friends, because it doesn't only happen in the Christian life. It happens in our relationships and in everything we do. What are you doing today in the middle of the drought? Are you making the right decisions, or are you going back to the cross? Sometimes it's better to stop and take refuge in the intimacy with the Holy Spirit than to keep on doing and doing, because the world doesn't stop. But my beloved, it is not about activities. It is about a spiritual life more than a simple spiritual activity. Let's pray. Father, help us to understand clearly this word. You have a reason for which you have led us to this series. I pray to you so that motives are found by the one who hears this word. How good is your word, because through it, you made me remember, you made me understand. But another who listens will make him remember, and you will make him understand what is necessary for him to understand. So I ask you to touch hearts, that we turn to you with all our heart, that outside of you we die, and in the middle of the drought, only you become the source that sustains us, Lord. Amen. Today your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos has spoken. Remember that God always comes just in time. I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotional Just in Time. And if you are watching this devotional on YouTube, click on the little bell, click on I like it. I invite you to follow me on Instagram. There you find me as Pastor Elias HC. And you can follow our new page on Instagram, Devotionals Just in Time. A big hug. Blessings.